Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Valentine's Day is almost here, guys, and it is so much to love.
Today, Chewy dishes with Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield about their very romantic new movie, The Photograph. Lil Nas X shows his love for SZA, and could The Bachelor be showing his love for one of the show's producers instead of a contestant?
And so much not to love.
Pamela Anderson makes her ex feel like a fool. Justin Smollett faces new charges, and Chris Brown gets a new face tattoo.
Brad is out today, but the LA crew will join us in about 20 seconds. Let's do this.
The dish about. Let's get it started now. We got some bad news to start the show. Mm. Unfortunately, at least for Jussie Smollett, or Juicy Smollett if you're nasty, it's been over a year since he claimed he was attacked in a racist and homophobic hate crime in Chicago. Now, he was later charged with faking his story and staging the attack, wow. But the charges were dropped.
Yeah.
Well, now, Jussie has been indicted again on 6 new felony charges, which could result in jail time. Now, this comes after a special prosecutor spent 6 months doing an in-depth investigation. Now, Jussie also has his own pending civil suit against the city of Chicago and the CPD offices for malicious prosecution. Mm. Now, Jussie has to appear for his arraignment in Chicago on February 24th.
Wait a second. He has a lawsuit against the Chicago Police Department.
That's correct.
Well, I think now after all this has now come out, that's got to go away, right? It's like, no, we didn't maliciously prosecute you.
What they're going to do, they're just making an example of him, honey. That's all. Right. If the charges already been dropped, why do you keep finding all these other charges to bring up against him? And just let it go. I mean, he didn't gave his money.
But he cost the city a lot of money.
How did he cost the city so much money?
The police and all that work.
Because they sent like a manhunt team to go try to find these, like, you know, these
investigations.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if, you know, raising my son, if he did something horrible and horrendous and I'm like, oh, let's just drop it. He's not going to ground him. I'm not going to punish him in any way. And the mom's like, no. I'm going to prove that he needs to be punished. And I need to make an example of him or else we're bad parents. And I think this sends a bad precedent. If you do nothing and say it's okay to make false accusations and do such social damage as I think that he did by making that false accusation.
Well, you know,
using racism, exploiting racism for your own personal gain so you can get sympathy and make more money. That's a joke.
It was really bad. But did they put the other guy? Remember the Olympic athlete who said that he was mugged?
No. Ryan Lochte.
His ass ain't gonna head to jail.
Nah. Well, that happened in another country.
But this is so out there, though. I think that there might be something like a mental health thing here with Jussie. Yeah. I don't think that you would do, like, nobody in their right mind would think this is a good idea.
I actually think it was a good idea until it failed.
Scooby-Doo and them have busted much better criminals.
Rips off the mask.
And he would have gotten away with it,
too. If it wasn't for those damn...
For that special prosecutor.
Yeah.
You heard your Scooby snack? Well, moving on. All right, this story just keeps on giving, y'all. I'm sure you remember a few weeks back, we found out that Pamela Anderson married movie producer John Peters. Mm-hmm. And after just 12 days, it's over. After 12 days, y'all. Right. And it turns out they never filed papers to make it legal, so they were never legally married.
Oh. Way to go.
Well, way to go, right? Yeah, I know.
So he doesn't count as number 5 for her?
I guess not. No.
The two dated 30 years ago when Pamela Anderson was fresh in Hollywood, and he always carried a torch for her. He was her number 1 fan.
I get it.
And now he's sharing his side of the story, and he got some bombshells in his statement. Check this out, y'all. And I quote, this is what he said. Needless to say that when she texted me and she wanted to get married, it was kind of a dream come true. Even though I was engaged to someone else and the lady was moving in. Mm-hmm. I dropped everything for Pam. She had almost $200,000 in bills and no way to pay it. So I paid it, and this is the thanks I get? There's no fool like an old fool.
Hello, wow. This is
No, what? You know what, John Peters? You deserve every bit of that, and here's why.
Damn.
You had some sort of innocent woman who you were engaged to. Yeah. She was getting ready to move. She had the moving truck to move all her stuff, and you're like, oh, my bad. I'm actually going to marry Pamela Anderson, so can I get my ring back?
Karma!
So you deserve it. It's karma, yeah, John Peters, man. You old dumb fool.
Damn.
She got him real good.
But here's the thing. Is $200,000 for a celebrity in Hollywood. Pamela Anderson, she could do Celebrity Big Brother or something and make $200,000. Is that enough to marry a 74-year-old guy under false pretenses to get him to pay your bills?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
If she $200,000.
Exactly. She got that inhaled, 5 minutes? She just laid there, honey, and got $200,000.
Well, she didn't even have to lay there. All she did was send a text.
See?
Like, hey, big head, I need $200,000. Let's get married.
That was the best cash app ever.
Yeah, and check this out. Check this out, y'all. Now, Pam's reps issued a statement saying, and I quote, these claims are not only entirely fabricated, they are ludicrous. So she has no comment to provide.
And
yes, she's dating Ludacris now. And she has no comment to provide and hope all he is well. Pamela Anderson, high key, she needed a sugar daddy to help her out. Yeah. And he helped her out, and that's it. She wants to move on. That's
she needs somebody closer to death.
Right.
She should have called a real gold digger, because she didn't finesse that well at all.
Is there anybody that you would pay $200,000 to have sex with?
Portia Williams.
Oh!
I am not for sale.
And I'd pay $200,000 just to watch.
Okay, you guys know how much I love The Bachelor and all the craziness that
you
is The Bachelor.
You love it.
The current season has Peter, the pilot, Weber on it, and we're down to the final four ladies. But there's a rumor floating around on the internet that Peter actually ends up with a producer from the show named Julie LaPlaca.
Good job.
Users on Reddit shared this theory after Peter's dad posted a picture of the family out for dinner, and Julie's in the family photo up, like they're all on the same side of the table. Look at this picture.
Well, that's...
You'll see Julie right there on Peter's right.
Damn.
She's got my shirt on and
found out she's part of the Heidi Fashion Club.
Yes. I'm a trendsetter.
Oh, my God. The Cold Shoulder Crew.
That's right.
The CSC?
Cold Shoulder Crew.
It's called the Blonde White Girl Fashion Club.
No Shoulder Shimmy Crew.
This is a mess up because Peter should know. It's like, Dad, we can't release any photos of that because everything is, you know, on those reality shows, everything is secret. Even if somebody does end up together, it's like, no, we can't be seen out yet because the show's still
on. That's not only like the photo rumors. Also, she was spotted wearing some Seattle Seahawks clothing. I guess that's Peter's favorite football team.
Oh, boy.
You know how women jump on your team bandwagon. So an ABC exec his name's Robert Mills, he made a statement. He said, well, I hate to get in the way of a good rumor, so I'm not going to confirm or deny about whether he ends up with a producer. I don't know how we'd ever top that, though, but it is crazy.
Frank, I would think you would be upset about this. This is not okay. All those women are literally pouring their hearts out, having sex in the fantasy suite, crying after meeting him for two weeks, saying they love him, only for the producer to steal him.
She watched me have sex with all these women.
And
she's still into me?
Aw, this is not fair at all.
It might be setting it up because they've done the same format so many times where the girl who gets rejected becomes the bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
She is so pretty. Mm. I think she might become the next bachelorette because he can't choose her.
Frank is on one today, bro.
I'm just trying to think of which Dish Nation producer I would sleep
bang
with.
Out?
It's gotta be.
All right. HR says this conversation has to end.
Oh, yes.
But it looks like we're going to be, it's the week for face tattoos, and Atlanta has another edition of Tattoo or Tat.
Ew.
Yep, coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay.
Well, it seems getting face ink is the new trend, y'all. It's kind of weird to me, but hey, Craig, tell us who got a new one now.
All right, man, so your boy Chris Brown is the latest celeb on that list. So before we dive into this, let's decide if this is a tattoo or a tattoo. So Chris Brown is a sneakerhead for real, apparently, because he has celebrity tattoo artist Joaquin Lopez, a.k.a. Ganga Tat, do a Nike Air Jordan 3 on his right cheek. Now, this new ink was revealed yesterday for fans on Ganga's IG page with the caption, "More tattoos last night for my brother at Chris Brown Official. Here is this Jordan shoe that I did recently." Now, what y'all think about this? Is it a tattoo or tattoo?
I think that this tattoo artist needs to be stopped. Is he the one tattooing all these celebrities' faces?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know he's super popular. I don't know if he did Post Malone's or Lil Wayne's, but he's definitely a go-to guy.
But what is the deal? Since when people start using their faces for a canvas?
When they run out of other places. Because, like, if you've been following Chris Brown for a long time, he did the arms, he did the chest.
I'm going to have to give it a tattoo because I really like the detail. Even though I hate the freaking placement on his beautiful little face, the detail is crazy if you zoom in. Like, he did a really good job.
Well, I like the... Well, I'm like you with the placement. Mm-hmm. The placement should have been in a nice part if you're going to be a baby shoe where it would grow. So he should put the tattoo maybe where, you know, the, as baby foot grow, the tattoo would grow. So I'm going to say it's a good tattoo.
Wait, so where are you saying he should put it?
Whatever grows on his body.
That just makes it weird.
Yeah, it does.
Remember the baby? I'm personally going to go with tattoo because if you really zoom in closely, it looks like Jordan is dunking a beach ball. And he's kind of failed on the detail now.
All right, well, moving right along. Looks like Lil Nas X is teasing us, y'all, that he might have dropped out the sorority again.
Oh, no.
Yes, honey. Oh. Got one foot in and one toe out. He took to Twitter recently to praise SZA for her look at the Vanity Fair Oscar party, and that got fans raising their eyebrows. Now, he tweeted, "Call me old fashioned, but I was raised to serve my queen, clean for her, cook for her, and everything I do is for her. And if she cheats, that is on me. She caught me slipping, and I will apologize and do better."
This Lil Nas X is fooling y'all, honey. Once a queen, always a queen, honey. And you heard what he just said, honey, about he wanted to serve his queen. He didn't say which queen. Could have been Queen Alfred, Queen Miss Michael, or any queen. So no.
No, it's not any queen. It's particularly SZA.
And SZA don't want no Lil Nas X, baby. Look at this woman, honey. Grand Lil Nas X still, honey.
But SZA looks so damn good. She done turned this man overnight, baby.
Yeah, I guess.
She red breed.
And I almost thought it could have happened with me with you, Portia, but girl, I said.
I know. You fantasize about me the same way Lil Nas fantasizes about SZA. It'll never happen, but it gives you nice dreams.
Exactly, honey. Yes, honey.
Garrett, would you do the same switcheroo with us for Diana Ross?
No, not for Diana Ross. I mean, she's too old.
You are genuinely in love with me.
So you like a jaguar.
Oh,
you
wow.
are a young chick.
Well, not so much a young one. I mean, I would rather somebody more in my age grade right now.
Like a Betty White?
Stuff is rising over here. It's not the temperature.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Ladies, you might want to get this 3-in-1 phone charging stylish handbag because it's so versatile. It could be worn as a clutch, a wristlet, or as a crossbody bag. It's the perfect bag for a night out on the town or just when you're on the go. Plus, it features a built-in power bank that will protect and charge your phone when you don't have time to wait around at a power outlet.
Ooh, just what I need. Tell me more, Head Crack.
Well, Portia, this handbag features a built-in 2,500 milliamp-hour bank that's Apple or Android compatible, and it includes removable crossbody and wristlet straps, and it features an eye-catching tassel, and it has a gold-tone hardware situation.
Ooh, I really like this. How much is it?
Well, the Macbeth 3-in-1 phone charging clutch wristlet crossbody handbag has been seen as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$15. Oh, that's $15. Good.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, our guy Chewy Martinez sat down with Issa Rae, Lakeith Stanfield, and more to chat about the new movie Photograph. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo! All right, I had the pleasure of sitting down with the amazing cast of the new movie, The Photograph. I'm talking about Issa Rae, Lakeith Stanfield, and Lil Rel. Yeah, the movie comes out this Friday for Valentine's. It's a perfect Valentine's date movie. It was really good. There's some awesome hot sex scenes in there.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, we dished about the movie, and also we played some Valentine's-themed rapid fire. So just check this out.
All
it's
right.
a good time.
Hey, I'm Michael Block from The Republic. I'm doing a story about your mom.
How's your article coming?
To be honest, I was a little distracted, so I kept running back in my mind how you might respond to me asking you for a drink.
So that was you asking me?
In my mind, it wasn't that forward. You know what I mean? It was more smoother than that.
We saw the movie last night. I cried. I screamed. I cried, yes.
You cried? Did you really cry?
I did, man. I did. How did y'all, like, attain that chemistry? And what did you do to work on that? Because it was amazing.
Should we tell him?
You should tell me.
I feel like, you know, it kind of ain't no secret.
Wow, all right. No. That's an exclusive.
No. Chemistry is just found in between two people that want to tell a story and where it's something that's necessary to be there. So we were just hardworking and just went into it, just trusting each other and allowing each other to have each other's space and have each other's back and hopefully be able to tell the story.
Describe this movie in three words, go.
Oh.
Ooh.
Three words each or three words together?
Three words
together?
Three words each.
Purity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love.
Oh.
Multi-layered.
Hey.
Mm.
Deep? Yeah.
That's pretty.
Passionate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what's the best and worst love advice you two have ever received?
I haven't really gotten bad love advice. I've just seen bad examples of love. I've learned from a lot of, like, ooh, I don't want to be in that relationship. But
yeah.
I tend to keep my experiences my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really listen to advice.
Bad love advice.
Or good.
Don't do it.
Don't fall in love.
Yeah.
Love advice.
Yes.
Cheat on that man, Ma. That's how you get ahead.
Wait.
Is that like a Snoop Dogg line or something?
Cheat on your. That's a.
That's drop it like it's hot. Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. That's love advice that I got once. Drop it like it's hot.
You gotta really like the person.
Right.
You with.
Yeah.
Love is one thing. Love, it seems like it's easy to love stuff. You can love and hate something at the same time.
Right.
It's hard to really like somebody.
Yeah. I don't know if I like my girlfriend. Dr. Rel.
Dr. Damn Rel.
Dr. Okay, can we play a rapid fire Valentine's Day themed game? You got
okay.
All right. Receive a Valentine's in an email or receive a handwritten Valentine?
Handwritten.
Handwritten letter.
Give out chocolate kisses or receive 10 real hugs?
Hugs.
Okay.
10 real hugs.
Spend Valentine's Day with your family or spend Valentine's Day with your friends?
Friends.
Okay. Shoot Cupid's bow or be shot by Cupid's bow?
At this point, I would like to be shot by.
Okay. All right. Great seeing you, Rel. Great job in the film, man.
Thank you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Headcrack. So, one of our favorite movies of 2019 was what? Hustlers.
Absolutely. For all the obvious reasons, I was throwing money at the movie screen. And while it seems like everybody except Gary might have watched the movie, Constance Wu, who plays Destiny in the film, says she hasn't watched it either. Or any of her work.
Yeah, the last movie I saw of mine was Crazy Rich Asians. It was watching that movie after that experience, then I stopped watching anything. So I didn't watch, you know, my talk show appearances or Fresh Off the Boat or Hustlers. I want to focus on the present and not, like, be self-critical and think too much, dwell too much on the past. So that
makes
was
sense.
Sort of...
We understand. We've never seen this show.
Yeah.
So what y'all think? I mean, do you agree with her?
Hey, I agree with her. I've said it before, like, the sound of my voice is so weird to me. Like, if I'm in the house and Dish comes on, I'm like, ah! Like, turn it off.
So, you know, between the three of us, do y'all watch Dish Nation?
Do you watch Dish, Gary?
What is that show?
What? Excuse me.
I don't watch nothing that I'm in.
Really?
No, because I just don't do it because I'm critical of myself.
Even when you give me a good read, you don't want to go and laugh at it again later?
Mm-mm.
I feel like that's something you would totally do.
Mm-mm. Because you're always critical of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, oh. So I'm not listening to myself on the radio.
Yeah.
You should definitely skip today's.
Yeah.
You're going to hate your outfit. You see it on TV.
Looking like a little teddy bear.
Gary Ruxpin.
Okay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.